Next patient is Michael Henson, H-E-N-S-O-N, 11650. It's a 73-year-old gentleman, system engineer with a degree in system engineer from UCLA, got a master's from Virginia Tech, originally from Washington, lived in California. He was in the Navy for 8 years. He had a home in Sugar Land, but has been in and out of the hospital numerous times, to the point that his daughter has decided that he needs to be in a group home and hospice because his end of life is near, period. He's single. He has 3 children. 2 of them live out of town. There's 1 daughter that lives in town, period. Socially, he doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He has issues with his heart. He has had issues with blood pressure, both hyper and hypotension. He suffers from shy, S-H-Y-D-R-A-G-G-E-R syndrome, period. He has lymphedema with the swelling of the lower extremity. He's short of breath most of the time. He has rotator in place, uses a walker to get around, high risk of fall. He has ADL dependency and bowel and bladder incontinency. His COVID immunization is up to date. Medication includes Tylenol, aspirin, Depakote 500 mg, Lasix 40 mg, Neurontin 400 mg, Zyprexa 5 mg, Flomax 0.5 mg, and Xarelto. Let's see. Allergy includes lisinopril, metoprolol. I'll also put in Midrin, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E, 10 milligram once a day, allopurinol, 300 milligram once a day. Patient is also in severe pain, has a pain pump in place, but the pain management physician no longer wants to feel his pain pump because they want him to be taken care of with pain medication on hospice now, period. In the paragraph, he has issues with BPH and requires catheterization on a regular basis. Period. He had a surgeries includes TURP and a bariatric surgery. He lost over 195 pounds in the past. Family history: mom and dad died of old age. Has a brother who has died of pancreatic cancer. Review of system: once again, lymphedema, shortness of breath, weakness, atrial fibrillation, ADL dependency, incontinency. Decreased weight, decreased appetite, high risk of fall, bowel and bladder incontinency, ADL dependency, blood pressure vacillates between being too high and too low. Patient is no. It's very obvious that patient no longer can go back to his residence and live by himself, but he's very upset about that. He wants to doesn't want to be living with a caretaker. He wants to have his own house, and the daughter understands that, hence the reason for placement on hospice because of end-of-life care. But Michael has a hard time understanding this at this time. O2 sat's 97%. He does have oxygen he wears at night. Room air O2 is 97%. Pulse is 82, respirations 18, blood pressure 90 over 60. Heart positive, small positive, is 2 lungs, 2 bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows no disability, skin shows no rash. Heart positive, small positive, is 2 with ectopic assessment. Here we have a 74-year-old gentleman with a history of shy, S-H-Y-D-R-A-G-G-E-R syndrome, associated with severe autonomic dysfunction, hypotension, has had multiple hospitalizations because of fall, is Midrodine, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E, is helpful in keeping his blood pressure up to the point that he can survive. He's bedbound, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, has lymphedema. He wears oxygen most of the time. He gets very short of breath with activity. He has severe weakness, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and ADL dependency. He's no longer able to live by himself. Period. He also has shortness of breath and weakness related to his atrial fibrillation, which robs him of 10 to 15% of his cardiac output. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. And I've explained to the patient that it's obvious that he no longer can return back to his home and no longer able to live by himself. Thank you. Just put at the end, overall prognosis remains poor for this gentleman. Thank you.